You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The FWA podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Hello everyone, welcome along to the latest edition of the FWA podcast here with William Hill. Dave Callner here in the studio, and each and every week we get one of the best sports writers in the land to preview the televised games in the Premier League. And this weekend is no different. We have Neil Custis, the football writer for The Sun, covering Manchester United and Manchester City, on the line right now. First of all, good afternoon to you, Neil.
Hi, good afternoon.
A big weekend of football coming up, and we start at Old Trafford, Neil, with Manchester United versus Leicester. And here with William Hill, the latest betting sees Manchester United at 4-6, the draw 3-1 with Leicester 9-2. I suppose the narrative surrounding this match is all about Wayne Rooney at the moment. He seems to have been vilified by the Manchester United supporters. Do you think he's been scapegoated, Wayne Rooney, for Manchester United's poor run in the last 10 days?
Yes, I do, to an extent, and perhaps for the last 3 years, because his standards have been so high and he's been around so long. I think a lot of people have just got used to him. And he's a very different player now to the one that burst on the scene. We spoke to him in the summer on the pre-season tour, and he was explaining that he's not the 18-year-old Wayne Rooney anymore, who burst through defences and hit spectacular goals. He described himself as more of an all-round footballer. Now, at the moment, things are going astray. His passing's going astray. His touch is not as good. He's having a bit of a slump, but Wayne Rooney's not finished. You know, Wayne Rooney is still one of the best footballers in the Premier League for me. He's just having a few bad games, but panic sets in now with Manchester United fans if they lose one or two games because of what's happened the last 3 years. You know, when they were winning trophies all the time, if they lost a couple of games, they knew things would come right again. The fear now is that when they lose two or three, they're just going to go into a slump as it did under David Moyes and, lastly, Louis van Gaal.
Couple of questions for you. Two-part question here, Neil. If you were managing on Saturday against Leicester, would Wayne Rooney be in your starting lineup? And the second part of the question is, do you think he's going to be dropped by Jose Mourinho?
No, he wouldn't be in my starting lineup. And again, not because I think he's suddenly a bad footballer, but I just think he needs to be taken out the firing line for now. I think they need... Danny Higginbotham did a very interesting analysis now, a paper about the need, if you're playing one behind the front man, as most clubs do now, in like a 4-2-3-1, one of them has to be quick. And they can't both be slow. And at the minute, Zlatan and Wayne Rooney are both, they're not the quickest. And they end up going into each other's space, and it's getting crowded on the top of the box. So I would put Mkhitaryan in behind Ibrahimovic and probably Rashford, wide of the three. And yes, I do think he'd probably leave him out because he desperately needs a result. And there can't be any sentiment at the moment because if they go 9 points behind Man City, that is the title gone for me. It sounds ridiculous at this stage of the season, but 9 points on that Man City team is going to be too much.
Mm. It must be different as well, covering these two clubs at the moment, Neil. You cover both Manchester United and Manchester City. It must be polar opposites in terms of interviews at the moment with either the managerial side of things or the players as well. There's a real upbeat feeling about Manchester City under Pep Guardiola.
But there was an upbeat feeling about Jose Mourinho as well up until about 10 days ago. They'd had a good start to the season. Things looked like they were coming together. Good feeling in the camp. And three defeats later, that feeling appears to have gone. But, I mean, as far as being in Manchester doing this job at the moment, it's absolutely fabulous. You know, from the very grey days of Pellegrini and Louis van Gaal to now have Guardiola and Mourinho in the same city is incredible.
Yeah, I can imagine. They're playing Leicester City on Saturday at lunchtime. How do you predict the game going then, Neil?
Well, I think Manchester United will win it. I know Leicester are on form, but Manchester United played one bad game for me, and that was against Watford. The one against Feyenoord, they didn't play poorly. I thought they played well in the second half of the derby, but they had a bad day against Watford. But even then, they could have been 2-1 up when Zlatan's header is saved. So this Man United team is a very, very powerful team. It's an excellent squad, probably alongside Man City. I think it's the best squad in the league. And they will be too powerful for Leicester at the weekend. I think it'll be a cagey game, and I think Man United will win it 1-0.
Manchester United to win the game by a goal to nil, 13-2 here with William Hill. That's a big game Saturday lunchtime. We've got a decent London clash Saturday tea time, 5:30 kickoff, Arsenal versus Chelsea. Arsenal 29-20 to win it. The draw 23-10 with Chelsea in the betting at 21-10. A couple of enhanced odds offers here with William Hill as well. Alexis Sanchez to score and Arsenal to win was 16-5. It's been a booster to 9-2. And Diego Costa to score and Chelsea to win was 100-30. It's now 9-2. I'm looking forward to this match immensely, Neil. Two sides that are looking to win the title this season, going head-to-head. And Chelsea have got a really good record at the Emirates as well. And they play that physical style of football, Chelsea, or have done in the past, which tends to unsettle Arsenal, who are a little bit more intricate. Arsenal versus Chelsea, the tea time kickoff. How do you see this one? How do you see this one going, Neil?
Well, I can see this being a great game, but I can see being on as even. It's interesting. The sort of Chelsea and Arsenal seem to be the support act at the minute. You know, when you expected them, you know, when normally they're the real big names, but they're the support act behind the two Manchester clubs, but still both with the squads and ability to have a title tilt. I think Conte is probably one of the best coaches in the world outside of, you know, along with Mourinho and Guardiola. And Wenger, for all the criticism he gets consistently, you know, keeping Arsenal up there. I know Arsenal fans want more. They need more based on the success he had in his first 10 years. And his second 10 years, obviously, he'd only brought two FA Cups. But it'll be a cracking game. And, you know, it's interesting that the start City have had and the way they are playing means that there can't be many slip-ups this season from anyone who wants to go for the title. I mean, I think you probably won't be able to lose more than five games if you're going to have a chance of winning it, and maybe not even that. Mm. But these two, you know, these two clubs clashing so early on, it's going to be a fantastic encounter. I can see it finishing as a score draw at 2-2.
The 2-2 draw in the betting at 12-1. Were you surprised at the performance Chelsea gave against Liverpool? That came last Friday now, Neil, because in that first half in particular, Liverpool just dominated Chelsea for that first 45 minutes. And they played that style of football that Jurgen Klopp loves. They pressed Chelsea high up the pitch. And Antonio Conte didn't really have a plan B on that occasion.
No, I mean, I've seen Liverpool under Klopp turn out some absolutely spectacular displays, not least at Man City last season, when they looked to me like the best team in the country. And on their day, they are. You know, tremendously powerful, as you said, full of energy and full of ambition. So no, it didn't really come as a shock because they are such a good side. And I know there was, you know, eyebrows raised at Chelsea and meetings afterwards and what's going on and all this sort of thing. You know, it's Liverpool. It's a fantastic Liverpool team. They can beat anyone. They can beat Manchester City if they, you know, turn up on the day. So no, that didn't surprise me at all. I mean, it's just another... I mean, Liverpool, you know, we might come on to them, but they are another fantastic ingredient in this Premier League at the moment, where I think we've got, you know, people argue whether it's the best, you know, technically and tactically and all this sort of thing, but we've got the best coaches in the world right now and right here on our doorstep, and that's what's making this this season, probably more than any other, so fascinating.
Indeed. Do you think Arsenal will set up the same way as Liverpool did then? Do you think they'll have learnt from that performance?
No, I genuinely don't think the coaches look at it that way. I mean, they'll see, you know, if he can see a weakness, they'll exploit it. But Arsenal play a way that, you know, is similar week in, week out, but and also enjoy it. It's not always successful, but, you know, it can take teams apart.
The 2-2 draw then for Neil in that match. 12-1 Arsenal and Chelsea to draw the game 2-2. On to Sunday's live match, which is a 4 p.m. kickoff. West Ham versus Southampton. And West Ham are 15-8 to win this game here with William Hill. The draw 11-5 with Southampton as 17-10. Such optimism coming into the season for Slaven Bilic's team, Neil. They'd move stadiums. Things were expected to go well at the London Stadium. And it's amazing how quickly that confidence can drain away. We're only 2 months into the season here. And I think some people are already questioning whether Slaven Bilic will be at the club long term now.
Well, yeah, and then they'll just get someone else in and the same things will happen. And what's happened with Bilic is he did bring more of an excitement to the West Ham team, but they've now lost the organisation, particularly defensively, that they had under Sam Allardyce. You know, and then this pressure to play a certain way as a West Ham player or West Ham as a club, I think affects the players sometimes. And, you know, they feel like they have to entertain and they can lose their shape. I mean, the defending of late has been, it's been appalling. You know, it was highlighted, I think, on Match of the Day, how they had 10 players in the opposition box at one stage looking for goals. I mean, I can see Southampton winning this and winning it 2-0, and you know, that'll be more problems at West Ham. I mean, I don't buy into this business about moving to a new stadium when we need time to settle in and get used to our new surroundings. I mean, what happens when they go and play at an away stadium? You know,
yeah.
And the people were even using that as an excuse for the crowd trouble. Oh, we're just getting used to our new surroundings. What are you talking about? You're just having a fight. So, they are in trouble at the minute and desperately need a result, but I don't think they'll get one.
Do you think Bilic is the man to sort it out then, Neil?
Well, yes, because he's you know, he's proved since he's gone in there that he can get them playing really well and to a high standard. So, you know, after 4 or 5 games, has he suddenly forgotten how to do that? I don't think so.
We've not seen those new signings really settle in yet either, have we? We've not seen much of Sofyan Feghouli and Jonathan Kyary. And I suppose they are struggling to bed in at West Ham at the moment. And they're relying on Mikel Antonio for the goals, really.
Well, I know you can say that of quite a few clubs at the moment. You know, I mean, you know, here in Manchester, it's the world record signing in Paul Pogba. And he's played one decent half hour from what I've seen. So he's struggling. So he can struggle to settle in, and he's seemingly the best midfielder in the world. Then everyone's got a problem, and all new players will have problems at this stage, getting used to, you know, new teammates, new pattern of play. You know, they, I think in sort of Pogba's case, I think he's a bit wary at the moment of, you know, becoming the dominant force or stepping on Rooney's toes or what have you. And you know, players do take time, and the same's happening at West Ham.
Southampton to win the game 2-0 in the betting. At 12-1. Long term then for Southampton, because they've always been known, Neil, or in recent history, has been a selling club, really, and getting new players in and then selling them on again. Can that work long term for Southampton and they still be successful?
No. I remember very early in my career, I covered Norwich City for the local paper in Norwich Eastern Daily Press, and they were a club lauded similarly like Southampton for this ability to get good players in and sell them on at a profit and still be a Premier League force, still be a top table force. Now that eventually they were relegated and struggled to get back and have struggled ever since, you know, from being a top 10 team in the early 90s, and that's what they used to do. And you know, it was okay for 4 or 5 seasons, but when they kept doing it, in the end it all dried up, and it doesn't work long term now.
Burnley versus Watford is the last of the televised games this weekend. Monday night, this one, 8 p.m. And Burnley are 15-8 to win it. The draw 11-5 with Watford in the betting at 17-10. Enhanced odds, Andre Gray to score and Burnley to win was 7-2, now 5-1. And Troy Deeney to score and Watford to win was 16-5, now 9-2. They've got a good record against Watford at Turf Moor. Burnley, they are unbeaten in their last 8 at home in the league against Watford. And this is one of those games I think Sean Dyche has to target 3 points, really, Neil, because if Burnley are going to stay up, they've got to win matches like this. And the worrying thing with Burnley is they've not had many shots on target in the opening half dozen games this season. And that is a noticeable concern when you're thinking about Burnley and their long-term future in the Premier League.
No, absolutely. Burnley at home are a very different proposition to when Burnley come in. Visit you. It's a tremendous atmosphere at Turf Moor. You know, I think, what is it, about 20,000, but they make the noise of 60,000. And, it's a wonderful club that Sean Dyche has managed brilliantly, you know, and for a club, it just shows you, for a club to keep patience with a manager after being relegated, because he knows the club, because he knows what he's doing, and to bring them back up as being great, you know, a great example from the Burnley board. But they are struggling. And as you say, they're struggling to get shots on goal, whereas Watford have been hugely impressive this season. They were fabulous in coming from 2-0 down against West Ham to win 4-2, and equally as impressive, if not more so, against Manchester United to win that. They keep changing the managers, and it keeps getting the results, it seems. So I would go for a Watford win on this one at 2-0.
2-0 to Watford is 11-1 here with William Hill. It helps when you've got Troy Deeney and Odion Ighalo, doesn't it? Because they form a brilliant partnership. Etienne Capoue has been chipping in this season as well. And a player that I've been really impressed with in the early part of the season, Roberto Pereira. He looks good as well. Looks like a good acquisition.
Yeah, I think Deeney in particular is one of those players who is like sort of a symbol of the football club, you know, of their sort of drive and determination. And I loved his interview after the West Ham game, when he talked about the West Ham players showboating and about how that riled them and how they were so determined to come back. For that reason, it seems a thing in football that if you start showboating, it really gets under the skin of the opposition, and it did under Watford. And then it was a really good interview. We don't get that many sort of real straightforward, honest interviews like that. And I think Deeney's the real symbol of that club, the real driving force, real character who, you know, demands the best from those around him. And he's having a great time at the moment.
If you fancy Watford to win that game, 2-0, 11-1 here with William Hill. Just before you leave us this afternoon, Neil, couple of questions. First, on the outright, in terms of the Premier League as a whole, Manchester City are now odds on, and quite short odds on as well, 8-13 to win the title. Liverpool are now second favourites at 11-2, Chelsea 9-1, Arsenal 12-1, Manchester United are out to 14-1 to win the title, Tottenham 16-1, and it's 50-1 bar. It's early in the season from a bookmaking standpoint for a team to be odds on to win the Premier League. Neil, do you think it's justified in City's case?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I don't think the odds on Man United are justified. I mean, I would have United, if I was predicting it now, I would have United definitely finishing in the top three. But it's certainly justified with Manchester City, because he has, what he has done with that football team in such a short space of time has been incredible. I took my kids to go and see them last weekend, just so they could experience watching this team, and they were absolutely thrilled by the whole afternoon. Just the way they played against Bournemouth, it is an absolute joy to watch, and it's still a work in progress. You know, I think Guardiola still feels like he's only 50% of the way there to getting them playing how he absolutely wants. You know, and even when they were, you know, they'd won the game against Bournemouth, he was still bellowing out the instructions, because he wants to embed in them a way of playing that's not going to just beat Bournemouth, not just going to win the Premier League, but win the European Cup. And this team is going to get better, and this team, I think, will possibly be remembered as one of the most entertaining teams we've ever seen in the Premier League.
It's fantastic to see Raheem Sterling playing so well as well, because he endured a difficult summer with a lot of criticism and some of it vitriolic as well, Neil. So it's good to see him playing his best football.
No, absolutely. And it's superb man management on Guardiola's part, because he rang him up. He said, "I still believe in you. I know why this club bought you. And you're a great player." And that made such a difference to him coming back. And he's playing... He's a completely different player to what we saw last season, and particularly what we saw in the summer. Mind you, everybody is. Against Bournemouth, he was absolutely brilliant. There was one run he did, which was, you know, which could have come out of a Maradona video, when he went all the way through the Bournemouth team, across the box, took a shot which came back off the post. And, you know, the crowd are now singing his name. He is one of the most exciting players there, and he's really fulfilling, you know... fulfilling the reason why they spent so much money on him, and it's just another fabulous ingredient in what is a team who, if they are on your doorstep, whether you support the club that they're playing against or not, get a ticket to go and see them because you won't regret it.
10-1, by the way, they are, Neil, to win the Champions League this season. Is it a year too soon?
It probably is a year too soon, yeah. I can see them, you know, I can see them getting to maybe the last four again, as they did last season when they were absolutely woeful in the last, when they played against Real Madrid. But it possibly is a year too soon, but I genuinely believe they will win it in the next 2 or 3 years.
Very good. Thank you, Neil. Are you going to any matches this weekend?
I am going to Manchester United, Leicester on Saturday lunchtime. And then on Sunday lunchtime, I'm going to take my daughter to watch Manchester City Ladies, who are playing Chelsea, I think it is. And if they win, they will win their league.
Superb. Enjoy your weekend, Neil. Thank you for chatting to us here on the FWA podcast. And remember, you can follow Neil on Twitter at NCustisTheSun. You can follow myself at D Kellner. Neil, good luck with those predictions this weekend. Enjoy the Manchester United Leicester game and Manchester City's ladies team on Sunday afternoon as well. And hopefully we'll catch up later in the season.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.